So I left Chiratnalokka in 2005, and I moved to the RBC, and I took a sabbatical, so sort of a bit open-ended really, and I didn't want to do anything particularly structured in that time. I didn't want to do anything really, or I wanted to see what I wanted to do if I didn't have to do anything, and it really wasn't very much that I wanted to do for quite a long time. But it's interesting because after a while, and I was living with one other person and I was meeting people one to one, I suppose after all my years of kind of really, being inspired by the collective life of the order, I kind of missed the collective a little bit, and I didn't want to do anything. Like, I didn't want to join an existing chapter at that point in time. So I found three other order member friends who weren't in chapters and asked them if they wanted to meet. So that's what we did. And it was very kind of ad hoc in the sense that we didn't call it a chapter. One of them was really adamant we didn't call it a chapter. I didn't mind what we called it really, but I thought it wasn't really a chapter because it wasn't open. It was us four meeting together to share and confide and confess and explore our lives, but we wanted it to just be us for a while. And we met every week for about 2.5 years, I think, and we'd plan it week by week, just see, do we want to meet next week? Yeah, okay, let's do that. So yeah, it was very, very good actually. And I think all four of us at that point in time were in some kind of transition. I was in a transition from having lived and worked at Tiruvannamalai for a long time. Other people had their own transitions. So that was, we were had our common going for Esther. We had a common sort of, we're trying to work out, what's next, what's the next step, what's life all about. So that was very, very helpful. So that was my kind of personal choice, but I realised that also, that sort of happened a bit more sort of movement-wide. I think post-2003 and things becoming decentralised and things kind of loosening up and all the rest of it, I understand that people decided not to be in chapters, or their chapters had dissolved, or they'd been disharmony they couldn't solve, or things had happened. And there were other people doing this, kind of having smaller ad hoc groups. And I think all that's kind of quite interesting, really. And I wonder whether overall, you have a kind of, you have something that's too structured. I think in some ways, lots of aspects of the movement become sort of too structured. It might, maybe too prescriptive, and then there's a kind of, let's, not do it like that, let's kind of, some of that came out of kind of lack of faith and doubt, I guess, as well. But it's not necessarily a bad thing, is it? Because, when the dust settles, as it were, people kind of often think, oh, I really miss being in a collective, and I really want to be in a chapter. I want to go back to a chapter. I want to go back to order meetings. And I think our order gatherings, still continue, and they're incredibly positive. But I think they take place. This is what I feel. They take place more on the basis of choice, free choice. It's not that I went to all those things completely out of duty, but I think I was very inspired by the collective. But I think there was also a kind of sort of sometimes a three-line whip. And Bhante, I remember Bhante saying something like, well, you need to be sort of almost dying to not go to your chapter meeting. And you sort of take that in, don't you? Right, I've got to go. And something changed, and maybe we don't do things like that quite so much anymore. So I think it's great if, I mean, I think, for the order to survive, we need to be meeting in large numbers. We need to be doing that, as kind of fully and harmoniously and existentially as possible. We need to be doing that also from a free choice. And an understanding not to take things for granted, and an understanding that we matter. If we don't go just because we can't be bothered, there's a place missing us, as it were, where we could have an effect. But yeah, maybe we're in a different period. We've reevaluated, and well, let's hope that goes from strength to strength.